Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to hour number two, folks. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I am with Dr. Norm Shealy, and we're talking about COVID, we're talking about viruses, we're talking about immune systems, we're talking about big pharma, we're talking about the corruption behind the scenes, the CDC, the WHO, which is the World Health Organization. We're talking about all this stuff. So, Dr. Shealy, I'm going to mention an article to you, and I'd love to hear your comment. It's titled, Red Flag Soar as Big Pharma will be exempt from COVID-19 vaccine liability claims. Dr. Shealy, how can this be possible in America, where there's no accountability for something this dangerous?
Well, when the entire government on both sides is criminal, you don't expect honesty.
You know, when you think about it, though, Dr. Shealy, when you look at liability immunity, you look at how the little guy has to be the small business, the bottom 93% of income earners, how we literally don't have that veil of coverage or protection. You know, if we have a small business, we sell some type of poison food to a restaurant, we get hosed. When we forget, let's say we have a tire shop and we're putting on new tires for somebody's vehicle or after they've been rebalanced, and we forget to put all the lugs on a tire, and that person crashes, we have to pay. The little guy, the guy who owns the business. When we make false claims on certain cures because we have a homemade tincture, for example, I'm shooting from the hip here, we have to pay because of that liability. When we own a bar and we serve too much alcohol, even if that drunkard comes in with a big flask and hides it in his coat pocket, and he goes out and drives and kills somebody, we are responsible for that murder, okay? The little guy, the small business has to pay. But yet, the big companies who has the biggest amount of cash, stocks, shareholders, all this stuff, we give them free lunch. See, this is what, when I talk about, folks, the delegitimization of work over the past few years, when certain people demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, and you eliminate any hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, this is what happens. When the same people demand no protection, rights, or restitution of the rule of law for the people who've been affected and targeted, you are also setting precedents to delegitimize the rule of law. And for so many people are so egoed up that, oh, well, that person's got to be a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, conspiracy theorist, ismist, phobia, all that. Remember? Well, what we're doing is when we allow that, we are literally enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and industries in the world by giving them liability immunity. And this not only creates more illegitimacy and wealth inequality, we are literally setting precedents, not just for divide and conquer strategies, but setting precedents where there's no accountability to the most corrupt, richest companies in the world. And this is why you always hear me saying we got to stick together, we have to have unity, we have to have synergy. Because when we are constantly sticking up for our own groups, our own hyphens, our own pronouns, we stop being American. And we allow all this deception of political correctness and people to be sold out to the highest bidder. And this is where the hypocrisy, double standards, and brainwashing doesn't get called out. Because we are allowing the powers that be to destroy us biologically, chemically, technologically, and psychologically as well. So, Dr. Shealy, I have an article here in front of me, which basically, I mean, when I talk about fascism, that's basically what fascism basically is, when big corrupt government is connected at the hip and goes to bed with big corporations, and the big corporations they get a slap in the hand, and they're still in business. Like these liability examples I mentioned about the food and restaurants, the tire shop, the homemade tinctures, the bar. These people would not only be fined, they'd probably lose their business. They would probably be forced to go bankrupt. And when you look at bankruptcies, delinquencies, defaults, they're going through the roof right now, mainly from these big corporations. And if they are like a chain store or successful bigger corporation, the CEO and the executives are walking away with all the money from the stock buybacks, and they are basically firing or putting the little people on furlough, so the big people have no skin off their chin, and the bottom 93% are losing out. But here's an article titled, U.S. Media Blackout, Italian Courts Rule Vaccines Cause Autism. This was a media blackout in most of the Western world, especially the U.S. It was a GlaxoSmithKline product. And apparently there was another article that was back-to-back with that that talked about they were paying out under the table $63 million to vaccine victims. So with all this money they're getting from federal taxpayers, the money they're paying out to the victims for the obvious liabilities that they should be paying and what the victims have been awarded for compensation, they are making a profit because they are getting free lunch. So let me give you an example here of an article, Dr. Shealy. Big pharma corporations are raking in billions from American taxpayers to the United States government deals that are funding research for a vaccine to the Chinese coronavirus. Now, we have, I'm going to, just by looking at this list, I would say there's over $1 billion per pharmaceutical company on average, okay? Probably in that range. Pfizer, biotech, $1.95 billion. Moderna, $1 billion. And then there's other people on the list. AstraZeneca, $1 billion. Johnson & Johnson, half of that. Novavax, $1.6 billion. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, half of that. But here's in the article, it talks about most recently a France-based pharmaceutical corporation, Sanofi, and GSK, which, of course, is GlaxoSmithKline, scored a $2.1 billion federal contract for 100 million doses of vaccine with potentially the option to buy another 500 million doses. Think about this. I just mentioned an article, okay, from GlaxoSmithKline, where the Italian courts ruled that GlaxoSmithKline's vaccine causes autism. The article's in my hand. It is right in front of me. And these articles that show that they're doing doing behind the scenes, under the table payouts to the vaccine victims. Dr. Shilley, your comment.
All part of the crooked, insane episode going on. I don't trust anything I hear. Not one thing.
Well, this is why when you read these articles that get purged from the U.S. mainstream media, I think there's some validity to these articles. You know, when here GlaxoSmithKline accidentally releases live poliovirus in the environment in Belgium. You know, drug giant pleads guilty for billions of dollars of fraudulent marketing, including fabricated drug. This article's right in front of me. I'm not making this stuff up. GlaxoSmithKline routinely bribed doctors with luxury vacations, fabricated drug safety data and lied to the FBA, defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars, deceived regulators about the effectiveness of their drugs, relied on its deceptive practices to earn billions of dollars, selling potentially dangerous drugs to unsuspecting consumers and medical patients. This is all in front of me here. Now, this is published information in the public domain. Now, what's really, really, really scary about this is they've defrauded, like I mentioned, Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. Now, for those of you who don't know, Medicaid, that's code for, like, welfare, okay? Medicare is code for Social Security. So when you go to get your Social Security, folks, Americans, when you go to start collecting that after paying into it for years and years, the purchasing power of that Social Security, thanks to big Bill Clinton taking out gazillions of dollars and replacing with IOUs, thanks to Congress taking out gazillions of dollars and using it for their pet projects, you even have criminality of big pharma like GlaxoSmithKline taking billions of dollars out of your pension fund that you have to pay for, and you're going to be getting back so little purchasing power because of it, because we are allowing this criminality to occur because they've delegitimized work, they've delegitimized the rule of law, and because of it, we have allowed the protection and enabling of these corrupt companies to have liability immunity. How can you create a vaccine and not be accountable for its results? This is either a depopulation event. I don't know what else I would say. How can this be possible? Dr. Shilley, are we in a position now that the little people are going to have to start to harvest edible medicinal plants so they don't have to ingest so much synthesized stuff? Like, for example, one of the things I harvest is chaga. It's a dry mushroom. I harvest it off of birch trees. It's rich in nutrients, one of the world's top sources of minerals and vitamins. Has every vitamin in the book from A to K. It's just a great antioxidant. I would like to hear your comment on edible medicinal plants when we come back after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Check. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And right before the break, I mentioned chaga. How it's rich in nutrients. It's a dry mushroom I harvest here in North Montana, northwestern Montana. And it has a lot of vitamins, and I misspoke at the end because I was trying to get some squeeze some more information in. It doesn't have vitamins A and K, but it has pretty much every other vitamin, especially vitamin B. And we all know vitamin B12 is well-known as a prophylactic therapy for fighting cancer. But I try to harvest. I always harvest it in the wild. I never pay for it because you never know if it's grown in the basement somewhere and doesn't have the efficacy that a northern wild species would have. Dr. Sheehan, what are your comments when you hear about how everything's been synthesized and work?
Well, my biggest comment is there is no such thing as natural anymore, because 75% of all rain that falls in this country has Roundup in it. Roundup is the ultimate poison. Also, if you live in almost any city in the country, you're being poisoned with fluoride every day. If we do not get rid of sodium fluoride in our water supply within a maximum of 20 years, there'll be no more children. Male fertility count has dropped from 150 million in 1956 to 40 million today. When it gets to 20 million, we are infertile. And all of that is fluoride. So, there's nothing that's natural.
Well, that should wake people up. That'll wake you up in the morning if you haven't had your coffee yet, folks. You know, fluoride also, even China labels it as a pesticide. It's often the main ingredient in rat poisoning. There's zero research of any benefits. It causes brain lesions, cancer, tooth decay, believe it or not. And like Dr. Sheely just said, it makes people sterile and docile as well. So you're saying that if you harvest chaga, which even contains decent amounts of an enzyme called superoxide dismutase, SOD, it's rarely found in any edible substance. So this enzyme can absorb noxious free radicals before they could damage the body. And chaga contains 25 to 50 times more SOD than any other medicinal mushroom. So when we're dealing with the immune system, like I mentioned earlier in the show, inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxifications, and the prevention of tumors and cancer, do you think that despite the glyphosate rain, that some people can harvest some things in the wild to boost their immune system, Dr. Sheely?
Well, obviously, everything affects everything, and I don't know how to... I do not know how to distinguish. I do not know how to find out how poison something is. You just don't have the facility to test for the poisons of glyphosate in naturally occurring food.
Right. No, and when you're dealing with edible and medicinal plants, there's other things that need to be considered, like toxicity. Could it be emetic? Could it be laxative? Could it affect your liver or kidney issues? This palatability. There's just a lot of things to consider as well. I agree. But I'm just wondering, in this day and age of where things have been literally delegitimized from work to the rule of law to accountability from the big corporations to the lack of nutrients and modified enzymes and proteins from the laboratory. You know, if so much is fake and phony, we have to start looking at other avenues. It's either that or give up. And I'm not a big proponent of giving up. You know, Dr. Sheely, when I... Over 60 years ago, there was I've commented about this once or twice over the past 9 years on the air. I should probably do it more often. But it's a sobering reminder of this Russia guy. His name is Khrushchev. He delivered a speech to us. And I'm going to just highlight a few things that he said. And this is going to be up your alley, and I'd love your comment after the break. We'll be right back, folks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias could strengthen back into a hurricane as it skirts the east coast. The center of Isaias will be passing well east of the Georgia coast this morning, and then Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center says it's on to the Carolinas.
It's forecast to make landfall in either northern South Carolina or southern North Carolina, and then it will be moving inland but not very far inland, so that there'll still be strong winds occurring along the coast. It's likely that we'll see tropical swarm force winds spread northward all the way through the Mid-Atlantic states into southern New England.
Protests against police brutality and systemic racism quieting down now in downtown Portland, Oregon, after the departure of federal officers. There was a small crowd of a few hundred protesters last night, the 67th consecutive night of demonstrations. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
After a marine training accident off the coast of California last week, the active search for the eight missing has now ended. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Eight troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. Eight Marines were rescued, but one later died, and two are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton, north of San Diego.
Prankster comedian Sacha Baron Cohen will have to give a deposition in former Alabama Judge Roy Moore's defamation suit against him. Moore and his wife are suing Cohen, CBS and Showtime, over Cohen having called him a pedophile in the now-canceled series that Cohen hosted called Who is America? John Hume, the political leader who won the Nobel Peace Prize for helping bring peace to Northern Ireland, has died at 83. He passed away early today at a nursing home in Londonderry. Hume was one of Northern Ireland's best-known politicians for more than 30 years and played a major role in the peace talks that led to the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince, who's catching up on some farming. I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And before the break, Dr. Shealy, I was talking about Russia's Khrushchev. He delivered a speech in 1959. Just some highlights were the fact that he's saying your children's children will live under communism because you're so gullible. You will fall for socialism. You're finally going to wake up. You're going to be in communism. Your economy will be so weak. You will fall like overripe fruit in our hands, et cetera, et cetera. And he talks about work, you know, the delegitimization of work. And he mentions eight levels of control. And he talks about everything from eliminating the middle class, religion, education, welfare, gun control, debt, poverty. But the number one thing that he cited, Dr. Shealy, was the takeover and control of health care from the people. Your comment.
Well, it's been done. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
It is owned by the pharmacomafia now.
Yeah, that's pretty scary, Dr. Shealy. And so whether it be edible medicinal plants or getting enough nutrition and sleep and all the things that we discussed today, there's not really a lot people can do besides trying to concentrate on nutrition, trying to be self-sufficient and grow their own food, raise their own animals. You know, nothing's perfect. No situation is perfect. But going back to land and being more self-sufficient is probably the way to go today. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I've said it for at least 50 years. You should not worry with a lawn. You should have a garden. You've got enough fruit. Enough space to grow a garden, and forget about the lawn. We can't really eat grass.
Right, I agree. No, I harvest a lot of edible medicinal plants. I mean, I harvest raspberry and strawberry blight, which is high in vitamin B and C, oxide daisy leaves that come out, which dandelions have vitamin C and calcium, wild onion, just got to make sure it smells like an onion, red clover. I mean, I can go on fireweed, which has chlorophyll and aids in anemic conditions. I call it the poor man asparagus. I'm just into nature all the way, and the more natural it is, the better, because there's so many things that are destroying our immune system. Like this article right here, even the NIH, see, I think people are waking up, Dr. Shealy, and a lot of these corrupt corporations like the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, they're starting to give some concessions to information because so much information is coming out and they want to protect themselves from liability. So they are admitting to certain things like this article right here. The NIH admits 5G can actually create coronavirus within human cells. Now, I've read many an article that it absolutely can destroy your immune system. So could you please tell me what you think about that article and 5G in general, please?
Well, it's part of what I call the general poison. I do not own a cell phone. I will not use a dumb phone. And I would not live in a city because I don't want to be that close to it.
Well, you know, one thing I always mention quite often on the air is that urban-suburban is connected. Like when I grew up on the East Coast, and it's, you know, there's double the population compared to when I grew up as a kid. Urban and suburban, even back then, was connected. You didn't know when you went from one town to the other unless you located the sign, "Welcome to this town." So electromagnetic radiation, unfortunately, is affecting not just urban livelihoods, but suburban as well. And let's go back to the synthetic big pharmaceutical drugs. Now that big pharma is being exempted from liability, which is, it should be the most scariest thing in the world, besides being attacked by China, Iran, North Korea, and nuclear weapons. And, of course, electromagnetic radiation that we just touched on with 5G and cell phones. I want you to talk about a package insert, okay? When I was a pharmaceutical rep, we would detail, if you will, from a package insert. And one of the things we talked about is the contraindications, the adverse events, and the side effect profiles. Now, a lot of us have noticed not only is the print smaller, but the lobbyist for Big Pharma wants to get rid of the contraindication, adverse event, side effect profile. What's your thoughts on that, Dr. Shealy?
Evil.
Okay. Stop, Dr. Shealy, stop holding back. Tell us what you really think.
Well, I would really like to on the radio. But just substitute the word evil. It'll work well.
Yeah. So, gosh, you know, it's so hard for the little people to get credible information unless they go to the alternative/new media. You know, I really feel sorry for the brainwashing that the people are living with. And this is why we got to call out hypocrisies and double standards, because we're really being used and played as pawns. The little people does not have representation, even in the form of health and medicine. And this is why I say how we're being biologically, chemically, and technologically, as well as psychologically, destroyed. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. So we need proportionate responses to the people. I know people are waking up exponentially, but we need more people speaking up and doing things about it. So, Dr. Shealy, in the realm of health, when you hear, you know, all this information where physicians are coming out and their information is being purged, studies that find full lockdowns did not reduce coronavirus mortality rate. I mean, just masks in general, how the District of Columbia is exempting lawmakers and lawyers and government workers from wearing masks. You heard me make that joke about, you know, is this virus a smart virus where it doesn't attack, you know, government workers and lawyers and rioters, but attacks all the rest of the little people and small businesses? You know, here's an article right here. Face masks mandated by the UK government specifically say they don't protect against COVID-19. I mean, Dr. Fauci alone changed his mind 8 times. So regarding the micron size and masks in general, Dr. Shealy, because what all these things Dr. Fauci changed his mind on, from the protective nature of these viruses and their micron size, and the fact that the masks are kind of like a petri dish. You know, it creates more and more bacteria. You have all these masks. Some are rip shirts. Some are bandanas. Some, you know, they're all different things that don't have any proof of efficacy or safety or any profile against these viruses. What's your opinion from a medical expert regarding the use and wearing of masks?
A waste of time, energy, and money.
You're a man of very few words, Dr. Shealy. So how come this medical tyranny, with all these thousands of physicians coming forth, and, you know, I've mentioned a lot of their names over the last few months, and they're being purged, they're being threatened, they're being blackmailed, they're being bribed and bought and paid for. How is the little guy going to, how do you know what really to believe anymore?
There's no way to know. We've been lied to so much. There's never been such a consolidated lying platform in the world. It's worse than every alternative in the world that's never been developed.
I mean, here's an article. Florida hospital overstated COVID cases by 10 times. You know, it's amazing. When a doctor does come forward, you do hear some really good advice. And they talk about how corrupt and manipulated the findings are and the narrative is. But I've also said many times that our judges, our lawyers, our bankers, our politicians are all bought and paid for. In other words, they've sold out the little people. They've sold out the bottom 93% of income earners. And unfortunately, it's just like insiders and inside information. When, you know, when I talk about economics, which I do a lot, you know, I have so much information that shows that, especially recently, the so-called corporate executives or insiders are selling stocks at least at a 5-to-1 ratio compared to the people who are buying it. So the fundamentals are so disconnected from the markets, we are allowing the elite to privatize their gains and socialize their losses by us paying for the cost shifting and the inflation and taxation of their mistakes. So what they're doing is, as we descend in wealth, in safety, in information, the elite are gaining exponentially in the same categories and subsets that we're losing. And I've been saying for years, we are allowing, when we lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, and we delegitimize work, and now we've delegitimized medicine, we've delegitimized the rule of law, while enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and industries with liability immunity, while at the same time this gives us more and more wealth inequality, where the wealth inequality from the little guy goes to the top 1%. We are literally setting precedents to give the elite free lunch while they're using divide-and-conquer strategies against us. So they are coming to some people in all these institutions that we've discussed today and literally asking for, how much do you want? And they're selling out to the highest bidder for the agenda, not for the people. Dr. Shealy, any last few comments before the end of this segment as we go into the last segment?
Well, it's all part of the Committee of 300. The top dogs.
We'll be right back, folks.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. This is our last segment with Dr. Norm Shealy. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Finelli. And before the end of the break, Dr. Shealy, you obviously alluded to the game being rigged. You know, the committee of 300, the top dogs, and you know, we see the Nazi left, the authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist regime taking hold, where they're eliminating citizen journalists. They want to control all information from the fake news media through propaganda, false flags, lies, and hoaxes. They want to control the police. You know, if get rid of the police and bring in their own brown shirts, they want to eliminate due process. They're anti-homeschool. They're pro-government propaganda. You know, they basically want to strip all of us of any rights or justice to the bought and paid for courts, lawyers, and judges who have sold out the little people. And we're even seeing voter and election fraud trying to take place, because if the powers that be, the corrupt powers that be, get mail-in voting, it's all over. So, Dr. Shealy, us in the alternative media, you know, we've all been doing this for a long time. We all have a lot of experience. I have to ask you a very blunt question. Do we in the alternative media, the patriots, do you feel that we are making a difference in waking enough people up to eventually get our country back, Dr. Shealy?
No, I do not.
Wow.
I think the chances are greater than 50% that we will have a true civil war before it's over.
Well, you know, I hope you're wrong. I'm not saying you are, because I do not have a crystal ball and I can't predict the future. But I think a lot of us in the alternative media, a lot of patriots, are hoping that we can wake people up using objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion and connect the dots. And that's what I try and do. I try personally to use financial, economic, social, and political rationale evenly and uncover the political correctness behind the scenes, but show how we shouldn't be so emotional in our decisions and basically play chess and shoot pool three, four, five, six moves ahead and connect those dots. Because what the powers that be want us to do is to be uninformed. So we cannot connect the dots and look at those moves that they're trying to pull on us to get us a checkmate. Like enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies in the world with liability immunity. That just it destroys capitalism and enforces fraud and fascism, authoritarianism. It makes everything illegitimate, especially the rule of law. And it all starts, in my opinion, by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Because our whole economy, I mean, we're based, our GDP, our growth, 70% is consumption. Well, as most of us know on this show, we were like 32% in the negative from the past report. That's what happens when you shut down an economy. When you delegitimize work, when you delegitimize the rule of law, when you delegitimize accountability for big corporations, as we discussed today, when you delegitimize health and medicine, we are literally giving free lunch to the elite because they are dividing and conquering us, not with the rule of law, but the creation of made-up precedents. And that's very, very scary. Dr. Shealy, do you have any last comments in our closing seconds?
Well, I do think it's important to learn to detach. And although I am unequivocally opposed to virtually everything that's going on in the country today, I do not allow myself to focus and play broken records about how bad it is. I just say, can I change this? Oh, can't. Okay. Gone. Detach.
Yeah, that takes a special person in order to do that. No, is it similar to if you can't control something, don't try to do that? You know,
exactly.
There's a saying about that. I can't remember the actual cliche, but if you can't change it, if you can't control it, don't worry about it or something.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I've been doing for the last 50 years.
Okay. Well, Dr. Shealy, it certainly has been an honor to be on the radio with you today. I appreciate your time. I listen to you regularly, and I appreciate everything that you've done and accomplished, and you have a great rest of the day.
Well, thank you, and keep the faith, baby.
I'm trying, sir. And thank you to our listeners for being here today. We really appreciate you. You all have a great day.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.